Service Radio.
Full Service Radio. All right, welcome to this very, very special recording at Full Service Radio live at the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. This is Jack Inslee, and I am absolutely honored. I'm geeked. I'm very, very excited to be sitting here with kind of a DC legend, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Come on, you're doing the damn thing.
Thanks, Jack.
In the studio, we have Miss Ari Lennox.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? You've had a weekend.
I'm good. I'm happy. I'm so happy to be home. Like, it's been forever. I feel like I never get to come home because I'm always like, I live out in LA now trying to finish the album and things like that. And I don't necessarily fly unless I have to. So it just makes things hard when I just want to come home to the East Coast. And yeah, it's just, so I'm happy to be here for a while. Yeah.
So for those that may not know, Ari Lennox is a DC native, an incredible singer.
She's
on Dreamville Records, which is J. Cole's label.
Mm-hmm.
Debut project on that label is called the Fuh EP.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not familiar with her sound, we will play some music in a bit. But I know kind of the lineage you're coming from is like the Bilal, Badu,
yes,
D'Angelo.
For sure, yeah. I adore Bilal. Like,
oh my God.
D'Angelo for sure. Voodoo album. It was everything to me. Send It On is probably one of my favorite songs ever. One Mogan. Like, just remember just listening to those songs on repeat and just studying how he controls himself, like, on this record vocally. And how he's basically, or not basically in any way, but a producer himself with his own vocals. Like, he's just incredible. So I definitely study that.
And like, I feel like Bilal and D'Angelo, those are really like singers.
Mm-hmm. Sangers, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially Bilal. Like, you know, if someone's like, I don't really know about his voice, I'm like, oh, you must not really be a singer.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Like,
now, do you feel like that kind of, that soul sound, I mean, we're in D.C. Mm-hmm. This is like a city of singers, of musicians. Mm-hmm. How has D.C. informed your musicality? What did you come up on growing up here?
Well, I just remember my dad always playing just a lot of soul music, like Aaliyah Adams. I don't know if she's from or where she's from, but I just know, like, I remember him taking me to one of her concerts. I don't remember which venue it was in D.C., but I just remember just watching her at the piano, just captivating, like, everyone. And then, of course, like, my mom is a huge fan of Marvin Gaye and just growing up off of his music, and clearly he's a native, and I just love him. Like, if I could record or collaborate with anyone, like, I mean, it would be him. Like, he's just everything.
Mm. And now you're from Uptown, right? That's where you grew up?
Well, so here's the tea. I like to say that. I don't like to go in detail, but here's the thing. I was born in D.C., but I lived in Fort Washington the first 3 years of my life, then Northern Virginia. I don't like to talk about Northern Virginia. Maybe that's bad to say. I've had a lot of issues growing up in the Chantilly, Ashburn area. And I guess I should let that hurt go, but it was just a lot of like racial issues that I just kind of try to bury. And so so it's been hard for me to talk about it, and I haven't even been back to Chantilly or Ashburn, but I feel like I have to be honest. Like, I claim D.C. forever. Like, that's where I was born. It's where I went to middle school and high school, Brent Elementary, in Eastern Market for a while, and then high school. I went to, like, so many high schools. I went to Roosevelt, Coolidge, Duke Ellington, Wilson, School Without Walls. I hated school, so, like, I just really... Just every time there was a problem, my thing was to run to the next school, and there was just always just another problem. Mm. So Yeah, that's kind of my life story.
I'm pretty sure you could rep Uptown comfortably.
Yeah, but I rep Uptown, like, in my time and staying in D.C., it was the Friendship Heights area, Connecticut Avenue, so.
So now coming back these years later, I mean, D.C. has changed, no?
Oh, my goodness, so much, so much. There's a lot of, just a lot of beauty. I like that no matter how much it's evolved, there's still such a beautiful Black presence, people of color presence. Even the gay community, I feel like, is just beautiful and, like, thriving as well. Like, I love the vibes. Just so much culture, like, here, and I just want to come back. Like, I just feel like out of all the places I've been, this has the most diversity when it comes to soul, art, whatever you want to do, like museums, all kinds of things you can do. Like the African American Museum, that alone, I just want to study. Like, I just want to be there, like, you know, three times a week, just, you know, receiving knowledge, you know, so.
That is powerful to hear someone like you say. I mean, I agree about all the things you just said about D.C., and I'm new here myself, but, you know, a lot of the artists I meet, they want to move to L.A. or New York, D.C.-based artists, and they're like, I'm trying to get out of here.
Right.
I mean, as somebody who did that, right, like, you spent time in L.A., what do you have to say to them? Is it maybe, like, not the look to leave D.C. for a bigger city necessarily?
I think everyone has their journey, and it just depends. Like, if you're already established, I don't think it really matters where you go. But at the same time, I wasn't established. I just remembered living in Charlotte, North Carolina, and just teaming up with DJ Grumble, who I found out about through SoundCloud, just recording off of a cheap mic and a cheap laptop, and just releasing my music out on SoundCloud, building my original music, that helped me. And it didn't matter where I was. And I just look at my life and how I was always trying to leave, always trying to run. And it was just like, none of these places gave me anything that great, really, honestly. Right. It was my will and my equipment and, like, you know, my determination to make good music. And that connected with people all over the world. So if you focus on your original music, it don't matter where you are. But sometimes,
we good.
sometimes I think you do have to,
You said, but I think what you're saying, and I agree, is like, it's the age of SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. It's the age of social media. Mm-hmm. You may have, like, back in the day, maybe you had to go to New York to get to the studio.
Right.
Or meet
the
label people.
Right.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it doesn't really matter where you're killing it from these days, no?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, honestly, L.A. is beautiful. I love it. The only thing that I wish L.A. had was more creeks. That's why I can't wait to come back here. Rock Creek Park is gorgeous. Like, I can't wait to just be just walking through the park. Like, it's just beautiful. So, like, but at the same time, LA offers beautiful scenery, just inspiration. But also, just know there's a million other people doing exactly what you're trying to do. So I'm gonna just be real. You're not about to be special out there. People ain't gonna be treating you like, you know, you're, like, cute or anything. It's definitely gonna mold you into, like, it's gonna strengthen you for real. But I feel like DC, I mean, to the core, like, it's always been, like, that strengthening tool that I feel like I needed. It's the reason why, like, I have this ambition in me. Going to Duke Ellington, like, I just remember, I didn't get, like, a lot of solos. I wasn't, I guess, the best there, you know what I'm saying, at all. But, like, I feel like that created this ambition in me, and I just knew I was going to just get on YouTube and SoundCloud, because if people wasn't messing with me at school, I was going to find whoever did mess with me on the internet. So.
And that was your hustle. I mean, that's how it happened, right?
Yeah.
Like, covers, YouTube, that's literally as DIY as it gets.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, that's wild. I want to talk more about DC. Mm-hmm. I want to talk more about music. I do want to share some music with listeners first, so those that ain't hip can get hip. I think we're going to play a few songs from the Pho EP, including one, La La La, which I understand was recorded here.
Yep, it was at House Studio. So, yeah, it was really special. The engineer, his name is Jake, and he just really elevated that record to a whole new level. And the producer, Dave James, is phenomenal. He just released the album Where the Sidewalk Ends. Phenomenal singer, musician, guitarist, producer. Yeah, without them, I don't know if La 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 would have been as big or as great as it became. And yeah, that's my heart. It's probably one of the best songs I ever wrote and recorded. So
beautiful. Yeah. Well, you're hearing it right here in DC. Adams Morgan, this is Full Service Radio with the Line Hotel. Why don't we start with La La La, and then we'll come right back if that's cool. We'll play that. This is Full Service Radio. You're listening to Ari Lennox. We'll be right back.
Won't you terrify me? Don't be now to me, but still your shadow leaves shells on my cheek. And I know it's a no. I can rhythm all my sheets. Babe wants me to let go, but I'd be lying if I say no. Hurts so much that it's sweet. And la 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 la. Can't calm down, stoke who's round, yeah, la, 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 can't make a sound, you force my love out, scared in your eyes. Coming again.
Cause la 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 la, oh babe, can come down. Stokes round, yeah. La 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 la, can make us out. You force my love out, scared in your arms.
Full Service Radio. Welcome back to this very, very special interview with Miss Ari Lennox. That was the gorgeous La La La.
Thank you.
Everybody in here vibing out.
Thank you. Yeah.
We got people in here like, let me tell you how many times I've played this in my iTunes,
wow.
Said a certain somebody in this room. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
I wanna talk a little bit about the Pho Project, how it came together. Mm-hmm. That was your first major label thing, mm-hmm. which is a lot different than doing YouTube videos, mm-hmm. and self-made things. Mm-hmm. Was it overwhelming? Was it freeing? What was that process like for you?
Wow, the EP was easy. It was a breeze because it was a party. For real, most of those songs were recorded before I even knew Dreamville. I mean, I always knew Dreamville, but like before they showed any interest in me. Like I had only been cool with Omen, who I did a collaboration with, and that's how the whole Dreamville thing happened. But yeah, I was just dropping songs on SoundCloud and gauging to see if the audience liked it. And that's how I knew, okay, this is what the audience is liking. This is what they don't really particularly care for. But it was just a free experience because if something wasn't good, the people would tell me and I'd just take it down real quick before anyone knew. Like, so that was easy. This stuff right now is terrifying because no one's ever heard any of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so I kind of sneak and I get on IG Live and I play snippets of the new project just to see, you know, how they're feeling about it.
So that feedback's important to you.
Yes. Like, mm. I think it's important for artists and people in general to consider, to at least hear what people are saying and don't be so stubborn. Because I don't know if everyone can completely trust themselves, you know what I'm saying? I may be wrong. Maybe
some people think they can.
Yeah. Maybe next album I'll feel completely different. But right now in my life, I feel like people's opinions are important to me. But at the end of the day, I got to make sure it feels right.
Right. So yeah. I imagine, though, playing new music live, mm-hmm. is a lot different than like sharing snippets of recordings with
people.
Oh,
my gosh. It's terrifying.
Is it?
Yeah. Especially if it's a song that just has a different vibe that I've never done before. So it's hard, like, playing it and acting like, yeah, like, all happy. But I'm literally terrified that maybe people are like, what the hell is this? This is different. Like,
And so. When you play live, are you, I imagine it's like a different thing you're trying to accomplish than what the recorded version is.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, what kind of headspace do you get into when you play live?
Like record, like performing live and stuff?
Performing live, yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know. It's just a beautiful energy where I can just connect and see for myself if people are really messing with it. And sometimes there might be a kid in the front playing football with his father or something. And it's just like, damn, you don't care. But at least these other beautiful kids are dancing and like they like it. So like it's cool. It's humbling because you see all kinds of stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. So for you, I mean, I know some artists would see themselves as like studio perfectionists.
Mm-hmm.
Some people hate that studio process, mm-hmm. and they just like that improvisational,
yes.
live thing. Which,
yes.
which are you more of?
I'm definitely more improv. I hate perfection. I've worked with a lot of different producers who were just like, yo, I think you could redo it better. I like sounding a little imperfect sometimes. I like cracks sometimes in the voice. Sometimes it's a beautiful crack. I feel like there's a lot of legendary people out there. Some of their notes that some people would be like, what the hell? Like, it's beautiful. It's just, it's different. It's what makes it unique. Like, so, like, I remember my producer Ali, like, he wanted me to re-record the first verse to this record Whipped Cream that I have, and I was just like, nah, like, I like how kind of unsure I am, like, in this, because it kind of shows how unsure I am in real life about romance. Like, I'm unsure about how I feel about getting over this ex of mine. Like, I think there's just sincereness in being unsure.
Vulnerability, sometimes. Right back to Bilal, huh? Because that's the first person I think of, where you're Bilal. Like, those cracks in your voice, and that's like, but if it was perfect, it wouldn't be.
Right.
It doesn't have,
like,
that edge.
Yes, he's all of that times 10. Like, I feel like sometimes he's doing it on purpose. Like, you know, he's just phenomenal.
It reminds me, I don't know if you peeped this, but last night or yesterday, the Three Stacks put out the new song.
I didn't know.
Andre 3000 put out a little dedication to his mother for Mother's Day. Wow. And it was like the same thing where he's singing, and it's definitely not perfect, but it's a heartbreaking song about losing your mother. So I feel like that's exactly what you're saying. And, and that's good advice for singers. Don't be afraid of that, right?
Yes, real never be afraid. Exactly.
So I do want to ask you what else you're listening to these days.
What am I listening to?
In your rotation, whether new or old?
Wizkid, that Ayo album has been, like, I know I'm late to it, but I've been listening to that. Forever, Emily King, like, you know, she's everything. Let's see, who else? Always Minnie Riperton. Who else have I been listening to?
When do you listen to music?
Right.
When I was a musician, your whole life is music. So a lot of times, maybe you're like,
just need a break.
Yeah.
And I'm taking a hot bath or something. Like, I like beautiful music. On the plane, Emily King just calms me, like, because my anxiety is crazy on the flight.
Yeah. Has it always been?
Yeah. Well, ever since I was like, everything was good up until one time, one of the engines went out or something. And so I don't remember exactly what the pilot said, but I think he said something about brace. I don't know. Like, I could be imagining this.
It was extra.
But all I know is that I just was praying. I was good. But I think that has everything to do with why I'm so scared. And then I guess I shouldn't talk about this, but also, like, Aaliyah and then La Bamba. Like, I just, you know, it's just terrifying.
We ain't putting none of those intentions out there.
Right, none. But, like, it's scary.
It is. It is. And I'm sure there are a lot of things about the way your life has changed that are similar.
Yeah.
I'm sure it has changed quite a bit in the past few years. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it will change after this next project, no?
I pray. We'll see. I hope that people like it.
So how would you say this next project is different or not?
Oh, I would say I am fully myself. Like, it's just me being me, me singing with, like, I feel like, I don't know if anyone noticed, but, like, sometimes while I really, really love La 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 La, but in middle school, I listened to a lot of John Legend and Chrisette Michelle. And so I was trying to sound like John Legend and Chrisette. And then over time, it just went away. Like,
you grew up.
I stopped trying. I don't know. But it wasn't a conscious thing. And so, like, with Locke, I feel like my accent has changed a lot. So sometimes it's uncomfortable listening to it because it's like, I know my accent is different now. But, so I think with this project, it's just a lot of just me more evolved and, like, me more myself versus, I think, me subconsciously trying to sound like some of my favorite singers that I listen to.
I'm sure having that success probably helps you. Where you're like, I don't need to sound like anybody but me. Because,
right.
Yeah. And has it been a comfortable process recording this next album?
I'm gonna be real. Kind of.
Well, it's different, right?
Different. It's just a lot of stress because I've never had a debut album before, so, like, it's been fun. Like, Elite has made it a joy because, like, that's, like, one of my best friends, but then there's just other things. Sometimes it feels like you know, there's pressure sometimes, not from Dreamville, but like just being like a lady on Dreamville, and from other people, they just want the best. And so that could get, you know, give me anxiety a bit. But
one more thing that comes to mind, you can take a pass on this if you want, but mm-hmm. but as a woman in the industry,
mm-hmm.
you seem to have a lot of control over mm-hmm. your image, over the way you're presented, at least it seems that way mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's anything you've done to mm-hmm. make sure that's how it is, mm-hmm. or if you have advice to other women getting mm-hmm. into music, because we all know it can easily not mm-hmm. be that way.
Mm. I guess just make sure you're reading the contracts you signed to, because that can make a big difference. Like, Dreamville's super free, like super beautiful, positive vibes. So I never feel like I have to change who I am, or they encourage like the natural hair, like me being my complete self and things like that. So whoever you sign to, or if you're going to be independent, just make sure the decisions you're making has nothing to do with what people want from you. Because I sung on this TV show a while back, and I had this afro, and I remember some executive telling me that, oh, she's not going to make it with that afro and stuff, which is like eerie. Like, why are you telling that to people? Or like, but it's interesting. I did get signed. And I didn't change anything. Like, so.
Out to Dreamville for that.
Yeah,
then.
They're awesome. Like, yeah. For real.
That's mm-hmm. what's up. One last thing I do want to leave listeners with, as we are here in Adams Morgan in D.C. Mm-hmm. I want to know Ari Lennox's tips for D.C. So if you're not from here, if you come into D.C. for the first time, where would you be sending people?
Okay, so I would say, I don't know if this is weird or like people will be annoyed with me for saying this, but Pizza Bolis, Easter Market, like them slices are phenomenal. Like the price went up a bit. I remember when it was like $3.50. It's $5 now. Fill away a bit. I think the pizza might have got a little tinier. As a youngin, I remember them joints was really big. But yeah, the pepperoni pizza, like, is, I don't know what they do to it. And it's different from any other Pizza Bolis. Specifically, Pizza Bolis Easter Market is phenomenal.
And if you're not hip, if you're not from D.C., when we talk about a slice of pizza, it ain't. It's not your New York slice of pizza.
Right, it's definitely different.
Like maybe four of them.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
in one.
Exactly. It's big and cheesy. Not very thin. Mm. So
that's mm-hmm. the late night food tip.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere else you want to send people? You already said Rock Creek Park, the museum.
Right, definitely Rock Creek Park. Let's see, where else? Ben's Next Door. That's just a beautiful, like, chill vibe, and great food, great chicken wings. Like, I love it. So, Apple Lounge. I don't know. Am I allowed to say other? I love Apple Lounge. It's just a random Velvet Lounge. Like, just, there are beautiful, like, tiny little lounges that feel like it's just beautiful and diverse. Nelly's, same. Like, I love it. So, yeah.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. That is what's up. So, I'm feeling very blessed that you're going to play a new song for us here.
Oh, yes.
At Full
thank
Service
you.
Radio. That's mm-hmm. very, very exciting. First, I want to mm-hmm. thank you for doing this
thank
in the first
place.
Thank
you for having me.
Like, I know it's been a long weekend. You had mm-hmm. a banging show at Lincoln
thank
Theater
you.
That people are still buzzing about. You had
wow.
fun?
Yes, so much fun. Yeah. I wish... The only thing I'm sad about, I wish I got to talk to people after the show, but I had like three interviews that I had to do, and so I was unable to like talk to the people that came and like take pictures, and that makes me really sad. But to my knowledge, like you know, my DJ Kamari, his father was there, and makes me upset I didn't get to see him. But yeah, so that's my only thing. But besides that, it was just a phenomenal show, a dream really. That people, like, I walked out on stage like, they were like happy and cheering. I was like, oh, like y'all really did come here like for me too. Like, this is cool. So
for you, period. I mean, even people that we're talking to here are saying we got
wow.
you on radio. They're like, what?
Wow.
You've got some love in this city.
It.
Yeah.
Wow.
For real, for real.
Yeah. I got to come back.
And that, listeners, if you do know somebody and you go to see them and you're like, oh, they don't care, they didn't come see me and say hi, listen to what she just said. It's not easy. They got interviews and stuff. The, mm-hmm. the love is definitely there.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, again, thank you. One thing, we do need a station drop from you, if you don't mind,
yeah,
for Full Service Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Let's lock that in before we play this song. So if you just want to say what's up, like, you know, Ari Lennox, you're listening to Full Service Radio.
Okay, right now? Mm-hmm. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Ari Lennox, and you're listening to Full Service Radio.
Bang, that's what's up. So I'll let you introduce this last song, maybe give us a little bit of context, and then we'll let you get on your way back out west.
Thank you.
We hope to have you back here soon. It sounds like we will.
So. Yes, you will.
Yeah, and you're always welcome here at Full Service and The Line. So thanks for listening. Take us away. Tell us what we're going to hear.
All right, so this is my new single, Whipped Cream, and it's produced by Elite. It's just a beautiful song where I'm basically just taking you on a journey of just getting over my trifling ex. Hey.
All right, thanks.
Even